Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. Welcome to today's show. I'm so excited about taking your calls today. Call in with your stewardship questions, and we'll talk about what the Bible says about how to manage this life His way and for His glory. It's a free call at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. Or you can email your questions in to Chris Brown on air at stewardship.com. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. That's right, we're giving away $100,000 in cash and prizes here at Ramsey Solutions, and I want you to get in on it. So find out more information later on in this show and at my website at stewardship.com. And while you're there, there are some amazing $10 gift ideas that you want to make sure that you take advantage of there at stewardship.com. Well, again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. We have Dallas on the line calling in from Abilene, Texas. Dallas, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, yeah. My pleasure. How can I serve you?
All right. Me and my brother were talking about saving for our kids' college. And the more we got to talking about it, he was saying that his financial advisor was saying, just save for it in your Roth IRA, and you can take it out before 59 and a half, you know, without taxes, without any penalty, if it's used for your kid's education. And that sounded okay for me, if that's true, and that's what I'm calling about. I have a matching 401k at work, so I'm not fully funding my Roth IRA, so I still have room to put into it if I were to save for my kid. So is that true? And then along with that, looking at some like college calculators and stuff online, it's saying that tuition's raising 6% a year, and it's going to be like over $200,000 to send my daughter to school. You know, how much of that amount should I plan to save?
Good questions, Dallas. Real good questions. The inflation thing, you're right. It's been inflating like that for a long time. I personally think there's going to be a big bubble burst. I have nothing to prove that. It's just my gut that the amount to send your kid to college is getting so astronomical that I'm hoping that it bursts very quickly. Your projections are about right. It's absolutely crazy. Right now, it's $9,000 for in-state per year, and it's about $20,000 per year out-of-state. So obviously, I would recommend in-state. But what you heard from your brother is partially true. You're not going to be able to pull it out tax-free. You're going to be able to pull it out penalty-free. Big difference. So when you pull from the Roth for school purposes, it's actually that's one of the qualified reasons for withdrawal, where you don't have to pay the 10% penalty. Now, the tax-free situation there is partially true also, because you're going to be tax-free on the contributions, but not on the growth. So you're going to have to pay taxes on the growth. So it's not necessarily tax-free, but here's a general, you know, some advice for you. It's never a good idea to pull from retirement for college. Just not a good idea. Okay, so think about it. One is for survival, retirement after working. One is not. So you're pulling from survival for after when you're not working anymore to pay for education when there's other options for education. There's no other options for survival once you retire. This is it.
Sure.
So I don't like that idea. The 529 plan, which is one of the great plans that I'd recommend for this, have a success rate, or not success rate, but a historical data that shows that if you put, let's just say $2,000 or $3,000 in every year, and you're looking at $30,000 to $40,000 over a child's, childhood, you're looking at $120,000 in return. And that is completely tax-free. No penalties, no tax-free on the contributions or the growth. So why you would pull from your Roth, I'm not understanding that. But if you go the 529 route, just make sure that it's flexible, which means that you can have some say into what funds it's in and being able to rotate it from funds to fund There's 529. There's no restrictions. Okay, there's no age restrictions. So let's say it's your child is 24 years old and still hasn't gone to college. There's no restrictions to that. They can go later, and you can transfer it to other children. And there's no income limit on it. So I like the 529 way better, and I would never pull from a retirement product to put into a school product.
You could help. I'll talk to my brother again about it.
Well, he probably just got, listened, the financial advisor probably just gave him like a real quick tidbit, and he just pulled away, he probably just didn't get all the information, that's all. But
sure.
As you look more into this, I couldn't recommend our ELPs more. They're amazing. So at stewardship.com, click on ELP, and they'll give you a full explanation to everything I just said.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dallas. Our next call comes in from Midland, Michigan, and this is Laura. Laura, how you doing?
Hi, Chris. I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Oh, I am better every day. How can I help you?
Excellent. Well, we're going through FPU right now, mm-hmm. and we're currently deferring 30% into our 401ks, my husband and I, because my husband received a pension from a former job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this $24,000 is all extra money, and we're currently diverting this into our retirement to defer taxes. Our debt outside of the mortgage is $11,000 and a vehicle loan. I think we need to completely stop our 401k deferrals for baby steps 2 and 3, even though this was part of that pension income. It's kind of like an extra job, I think. But my question is, when the consumer debt is paid off and we resume contributing to our retirement, do we keep it at the 15% as prescribed in baby step 4, or do we increase it because of the pension income?
Good question. Very good. The answer is yes to, and yes. You're on the right track both times. So yes, you're going to put it on hold.
Okay.
You're going to put on hold and get rid of that consumer debt and build up that savings account, the 3 to 6 months of expenses.
Right.
Then restart it and then act like that pension isn't even there. Act like it doesn't even, and so you're going to, when you retire and you're fully getting both, you're going to be like, mm-hmm. yes, we did both. So
okay.
I would act like it wasn't even there and stick to the 15%.
So when you say act as if it's not even there, when I go back to putting the 15%, and that's just going to be my extra income when I come and do my budget every month, that's going to go into, for example, extra retirement in a Roth or something?
Yep, yeah. Well, right now, what are you converting it into?
It's just going into both of our 401ks. We're maxing those out.
And I'm assuming that that's not coming home and then you're giving it back to the 401k, it's automatically rolling over? Okay.
That is correct.
I wouldn't
so if
want
I
you.
Don't see it, I don't miss it.
Good. I wouldn't want you to get nailed to the tax bill come April.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's why we're deferring some of this extra pension through mm-hmm. that so we don't get hit with the federal taxes.
Yeah. No, you're doing the right thing. And I like you putting this on hold so you can get all that consumer debt out of the way and then restarting it. But you guys are rocking. How old are you guys?
I'm 53 and my husband's 57.
Okay, very good, very good. And what's your annual income?
Including the pensions, $150,000.
Good job. Well, you guys are going to be rocking and rolling. What's your retirement goals? What's retirement look like for y'all? What do you want to do?
We haven't defined that yet, only because we're just getting serious with getting out of debt.
Mm-hmm.
We live beyond our means only because we waste more money than we should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but we haven't gotten into trouble with credit card debt, but
yeah.
we get into trouble with, making a decent wage and thinking we deserve more.
Mm, okay. So, yeah, the entitlement creeps in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Now, you said you had about $11,000 in debt?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, for $150,000 income, I mean, you could slam that pretty darn fast.
But that can be done in 3 months.
Yes, yeah. So, definitely highly recommend it. And I got to give you major props. You guys are on the road to a very good financial position here in about 5-10 years.
Yeah, I completely agree. And hopefully that will be retirement.
Yes, way to go, Laura. We're cheering you on.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, that's pretty cool to see. Proverbs 13:22 says, "A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children." And that's exactly what Laura and her husband are doing. Very cool. Everything she's talking about, that all the pension stuff and the 401k stuff, if that's complicated to you, you weren't following that conversation, I strongly encourage you to check out our ELPs, our endorsed local providers. They're investment professionals that we have filtered and that we stand behind, we endorse. And they have got the heart of a teacher, and they'll walk you through these things. They're not salesmen and saleswomen. They really care about teaching folks. And once you understand it, if you choose to engage in one of their services that we back and that we sponsor, then go for it. If you don't understand it, they don't want to sell you anything that you don't understand. So, but that's really, really cool that what Laura's doing. And I was reminded, you know, of a passage of scripture, Joshua 4, 21 and 22 said, "And he said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground." Now, why did it remind me of that? Because when our children and our children's children are exposed to this wealth, when they're exposed to this money, let's be careful to not take the credit for it. Let's point back to the fact, right here in this verse, it says, Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground, that only God could have done this. It was God's scriptures. It was God's concepts. It was us being obedient, obviously. But, you know, Israel still had to pass over. There was an obedience element there, but it's all God. And so my prayer for you, Laura, if you're still listening, is that you'd give all the credit to God for giving you the diligence and the wisdom to be able to do all those great things that you're doing with your finances. Well, Sonny reached out to me on Facebook and said, "Hey, what are your thoughts on the Acorns Invest Spare Change app?" I don't know if you guys have seen that, but it's this, one of these apps, and there's several of them, that allow you to take your spare change, and automatically your spare change is put into an investment fund. And they're asking, what do I think about that? And I don't have anything necessarily negative to say about any particular company like Acorns or any of the other ones, but I'm just not a big fan of the strategy in general. Generally speaking, you know, folks will engage in this a quarter at a time or 10 cents at a time or 4 cents at a time and be tricked into thinking that they're doing more with their investing than they really are. Then I just had the thought that, you know, nothing significant is accomplished with leftovers. I'll repeat that. Nothing significant is accomplished with leftovers. So I would want there to be a more intentional on-purpose strategy when it comes to investing. And, you know, from a spiritual standpoint, I think when you're just doing loose change on accident and not even knowing it's happening, I think you're missing out on a chance to worship. I think when we invest towards the future, when we sacrifice, when we exercise discipline and put off some enjoyment for today for more enjoyment later or for giving later or both, that is an act of worship. At least it should be. It should be leveraged as an act of worship. So I wouldn't want our investing to just be happenstance and just happen on accident. But good question coming off of Facebook. Again, you can reach me at Chris Brown On Air on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. You know, speaking of spare change, we are all going to be needing some of this spare change this Christmas. So we here at Ramsey Solutions want to help you with a whole lot more than spare change. We want this to be your best Christmas ever. As part of the Ramsey Solutions family, we are celebrating Christmas with the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway. You owe it to yourself to go to stewardship.com and click on the Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway banner and enter to win. Now through December 21st, there will be weekly winners and there will be one cash prize winner every week. Check this out. You could win up to $15,000. Hello. What could this do in your life? That might be a cool pondering question for you. Maybe it could get your family out of debt. Maybe it could help you pay cash for Christmas. Or maybe just allow you to really bless someone monetarily. Well, if you want to get in on the action, enter once every day at stewardship.com to win and say, "Show me the money." Again, do Christmas right this year by heading over to stewardship.com daily and by taking less than a minute to sign up for the $100,000 giveaway in cash and prizes.
If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Again, the phone number here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship is 866-357-3283. Next on the line is Gene, and he's calling in from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Gene, how are you?
I'm doing great, Chris. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Chris, my wife and I are on baby step number 5. I believe I've got that right. We are debt-free, and I've just gotten to the point where we have established our retirement giving up to about 15%. And considering now getting set up so that we can start contributing to our education fund for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And our daughter's about to be 13. Our son is 8. And years ago, when my wife was just a little girl, she was probably 4 or 5 years old, her grandfather set up a whole life insurance policy for her. And it is now worth about face value $35,000. And I was curious as to whether or not it would be advisable to cash that out and maybe somehow put that toward our children's education funds.
Oh, well, Gene, congratulations on busting through baby steps 1 through 4. Good job.
Well, it's been a while, and we never really had a whole lot of debt to deal with, but that is where we are.
That's good. That's good. Now, how old are you guys?
I'm soon to be 49. My wife is soon to be 40.
Okay. Very good. And what's your household income?
Right now, it's about $68,000.
Okay. Does your wife work?
She does. She's a teacher.
Okay. There's a terminology thing here that what you would get is cash value minus the surrender charge. Have you looked into what the cash value might be?
Well, you're right. I think I used the wrong phrase. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the policy right now. It says policy cash value around $35,000. And I just took a stab at what the surrender charge would be. Would that be about 7%?
You're saying the cash value is $35,000?
That's right.
Wow, that's strong. So let's just say it's 10% and you lose $3,500. So that still puts you at $32,500 or $31,500. You're still looking pretty good. Now, here's what you need to do. I like you cashing it out, because I like you to have term instead. But there's the way you do this, and I don't really necessarily like it for baby step 5. I just like you, I want you involved in term and not whole, because term is so much less expensive. Because I really recommend her having, if you're relying on her income, her having 10 times her income. So what's her salary, you said? Is it 20-ish?
Well, her salary is about 50, and we do have term on the both of us.
Yeah.
We would need to increase hers by a little bit.
Oh, so you already have term.
We are set.
Oh, yeah. So if you already have term, then yeah, get that to about 10 times her income and then cash that thing out. Just make sure that term is in full effect and it's rocking first before you pull it. But I like you pulling that cash value. That whole, and how much is the premium amount that you have now on the term?
Combined for the two of us, it's 80 something, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to see that upped a little bit.
Right. Now, you had said you're not sure about using it for education fund. I wasn't quite sure how the ESAs and the 529 work and what the maximum contribution is per year.
Yeah, well, ESA is $2,000 a year, which for 13 and 8, that for the 8-year-old, it should be fine, because then you've got 10 years of contributions at $2,000 a pop. You're at $20,000 plus growth. You should be good for in-state tuition, pretty close to it. For the 13-year-old, you might want to go to the 529, which you can give a little bit more money.
And so if we wanted to do that, it'd just be a matter of setting it aside and just basic savings and then just pull out of that each year to contribute?
Yeah, you put money into it every year. And then when it comes time to go to college, you pull it out and use it for college, and it's completely tax-free. Tax-free on the contributions and on the growth. So it's really, really good. You definitely want to take advantage of that.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, so I think you're doing great. And here's what I would recommend. You've got kind of some complicated scenarios here. I want to encourage you to go to 2 different people. First of all, you go to stewardship.com. Then once you're there, you just click on ELP. So that's really all you got to do. You really need to talk to an ELP professional, one of our endorsed local providers for insurance and for the investing side. So one's going to be on the 529 side, and one's to fix up this term to get you your term increased. They can walk you through that. And don't do anything you don't understand. And they're just going to teach you and tell you about your options. And then in a very low pressure environment. But we really, really appreciate these people. And they're awesome. And we got our name behind them. We endorse them. So check them out. And I think you're good to go. I love this fact because 1 Timothy 5:8, here's kind of the verse that comes to my mind, is anyone who does not provide for their relatives, and especially their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. And you're doing the exact opposite. You're doing everything you're supposed to do, and you're providing for your family. These are the questions that we need to be asking. How do we best steward these policies and the future? So you're doing great.
Well, I appreciate your help.
All right. Thank you so much, Gene. All right, folks. Well, that is how it's done. Very, very good. I love it. Asking all the right questions, just jamming through all those baby steps and doing such a good job. But next on the line, we've got Marcia. She's calling in from Fort Worth, Texas. Marcia, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, my mother owns her own home. She's 88 years young. And she and I decided that I would like to purchase it from her.
Okay, very good. Now, where's she going to live?
She is going to live there with me.
Okay.
And I'm going to, do my best to try to take care of her, and we'll see how that goes.
I love that. I love that. So you are curious on how this needs to go down, I'm assuming?
It's going to be a cash deal. Mm-hmm. I have the cash. I just, I was going to pay her like fair market value, which is just what was on the tax records.
Mm-hmm.
She would be giving me a great deal. In return, I would give her all my cash.
Well,
anyway, I have three brothers and a sister, and the tax records say it's worth $125,000. So divided by four of us, it would mean like each one of them would get $31,000, and I would pay $93,000.
Mm-hmm. The original question seemed pretty simple, but once you brought in all the siblings, now it got complicated. So
Yes. You
want to give your mom cash for the house. Now, you'll work out all the things with the siblings after the fact?
I guess if that's the way we need to do it.
I mean, I like it being simple that way. If they're okay with that, I mean, really, is this simple? You don't need any real estate brokers at all? Because a selling agent's a marketing agent is what they are. So it doesn't need to be marketed. A buying agent helps you find a home and secure lending. You don't need either one of those. And so really just walk down to a real estate attorney and make sure that you look into liens, make a title search, you have a written agreement, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, you have an inspection, some of those basics that go into a closing. And then it's really just a transfer.
I can't just go to a title company and do that.
It's the same thing, really. Real estate attorney, title company. A real estate attorney is going to be working with the title company. So it's, but I think having that attorney draft up the official document is worth the money you're going to pay. You definitely want to have an attorney. Make sure this is done perfectly legal, especially when you got the sibling thing in the, right down the line. So make sure you do this right. And then I would take care of the sibling deal separately. But I like this clean, that this is very clean. There's no taxes for her on the gains either. She's lived there more than 2 years. So there's no tax implications here.
Okay, wonderful.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much for your help.
Well, congratulations on having the cash. That's very rare and very inspiring to our listeners.
I'm debt-free.
Yeah, I love it. Way to go, Marcia.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, folks, that wraps up today's show. I want to sincerely thank you not only for listening today, but for also being part of this True Stewardship family. This show is already 6 months old. Can you believe it? Yesterday was the show's 6-month birthday, and we have a pretty inspiring community forming already. Thank you all for your passion to make a difference in this world. Let's keep telling our friends and our family about the show, and let's, more importantly, keep inspiring folks by modeling what it looks like to manage God's blessings, God's way, and for His glory. We won't ever be perfect, but we will live this life on purpose. And remember, if you have any questions at all, anytime, not just during our airtime, feel free to email me at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Until we meet again, be sure to head over to stewardship.com to sign up for the Ramsey Solutions Do Christmas Right $100,000 giveaway to win that cash and those prizes. And we'll talk again very soon. God bless you.